we have a motion on the floor to elect Jack Brown for the county administrator with all the parameters that we have. All in favor, please vote. Passes 5-0. Congratulations, Mr. Brown. We'll be contacting you.
Taylor County Administrator Jack Brown was one of the 5 finalists. The motion to offer him the job was made by Commissioner Grover Robinson.
Mr. Chairman, if I could move Jack Brown, and that I could move that you, with the county attorney, negotiate a contract related to him that was based on the terms that this board already agreed to related to severance and all other items.
Brown would succeed Randy Oliver, who was fired in September of 2012. Since then, the administrator post has been filled on an interim basis by the late George Tuart and assistant administrator Larry Newsom. Appearing before the commission last month, Brown spoke of channeling the passion of commissioners into public service.
When you take the emotion out of the argument, when you strictly stick to the facts, and when you're not personalizing against each other, you're much more effective, and you will be able to conduct the public's business better, and the public will appreciate it.
Brown also told the commission, which at times has been criticized as being too contentious, that an administrator's job is helping the panel function smoothly.
I will never embarrass my board in public, but I will give you honest feedback. Part of the role of a county administrator is you realize that you might have come across this way. Maybe there's a little bit better way that you could do that. And I don't expect you to accept my opinion just because I'm telling you, but I think I owe that to you to help be a sounding board to you.
Calls to Brown have not been returned. He has served in a number of positions in Taylor County government, taking the administrator post in 2007. Prior to the vote, Commissioner Wilson Robertson made one final push for interim administrator Larry Newsom, who did not apply for the permanent job.
I'm not going to give up the fight to move an assistant administrator into being administrator. You don't ever, in my opinion, you never even expect an assistant to have to apply. They're there. There's no business owner I know that wouldn't know that his assistant should be considered to step up to the administrator.
Robertson also submitted a substitute motion to drop all 5 candidates and begin anew.
We can come back and do the process within a couple of weeks. You got 5 that you know made a final list. You may get one more nominated by one of us. You may get 5. I don't know. But at least you spent 18 months. I sure don't see what another 2 weeks.
Chairman.
That was defeated on a 3-2 vote with Robertson and Commissioner Gene Valentino voting in favor. Commissioner Grover Robinson backed up his motion by saying it's time to move on.
We've worked hard as commissioners to at least have one vote on them. If you don't think that there should be the person that should be the county administrator, don't vote for them. But give us the opportunity to at least take these individuals and at least have a vote, up or down. What are we so afraid of?
The county commission plans to offer Brown a 1-year contract with a 3-month severance package. There were some questions about the length of the contract, but Chairman Lumen May says he's comfortable with it.
I think if we have the person that comes and keeps harmony and is doing a good job, that won't be an issue. And if they're not doing a good job, then it's incumbent upon leadership to make another hard decision in 12 months. It gives each of us an opportunity to really take a second look at the candidate to make sure he's performing up to our expectations.
May, whose absence from last week's regular meeting necessitated the vote this week, said he would be willing to join County Attorney Allison Rogers in leading those talks.
The buck stops here. I'm willing to negotiate and make decisions. Give me the ball. It's 2 seconds left in the game and it's tied. If someone doesn't want to make the decision, I'll shoot the ball, but I'm going to make sure that I got the ball in my hand, you know, before the buzzer goes off.
If and when Jack Brown formally accepts the offer, negotiations will begin immediately. The Escambia County Administrator's position carries with it an annual salary in the $130,000 to $150,000 range. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.